we might as well start with Kevin Peterson, Joe. I don't really understand what's going on. Why don't they just say, we're not picking him, that's it? This issue of a matter of trust.
Absolutely.
But not explaining it.
No, they're not. And I guess it goes back to comments made by Peterson in the past and in his autobiography. We know that there's been a bit of bad blood between Peterson and Andrew Strauss in the past, but apparently that's all behind them. As he said, they had a nice, cosy little meeting last night. But Peterson was given hope by Colin Graves, who said, you know, go back into county cricket, score runs, and if England aren't performing, which they didn't in the Caribbean, then you may be considered for a recall. Now, the fact that Andrew Strauss has been given this new director of cricket role, I think, personally, that's a bit of a step in the wrong direction for England because it's going back to the old guard. And hence, Peterson has no chance of getting recalled while it's Strauss, while it's Cook, while the likes of Anderson and Broad are there because, you know, that's where all the disruption came in the dressing room. So now Strauss is he's kind of made it a bit clearer, though he's not categorically said, no, Peterson's England career is finished. It's just a case of he ain't going to be playing for England this summer.
We all know what Strauss thinks of Peterson anyway, because he said it on TV.
Exactly.
He didn't mean to say it on TV, and we can't repeat what he said on TV. But he said it anyway. So Kevin Peterson not in the team for the foreseeable future, which is an issue that will go on and on and
especially on. If he keeps scoring runs like he did yesterday. You know, I mean, he's still in at the minute. He could reach 400, as daft as it sounds. And it just won't go away, will it, if he's scoring runs?
No, he won't go away, and neither will his high-profile supporters in the media, sadly.
Mr. Morgan, yeah. I guess you're referring to.
Piers Morgan free zone this programme today. I mean, if we phone him up, he'd probably come on, because he'll speak to anyone, but yeah. We don't want anyone.
The thing is, Peterson does put bums on seats. He is still England's best batsman, no matter how or which way you look at it. And the way he's been dealt with, maybe a bit harshly, because in Australia, every member of the team was poor. And, Peterson took a lot of the brunt for that.
Playing devil's advocate from the West Indies series, it probably wasn't the middle order that was the problem, more the openers, which comes to Alistair Cook, the captain. Strauss given his backing, appointed Joe Root as vice-captain as well. But Cook is a captain who... He doesn't like danger, does he?
He's very negative.
Very negative. That's the word.
Yeah, that's the word.
I was going to say boring, but negative is probably...
He is. He's a very negative captain. Obviously, he's been out of form as well for the past couple of years. I know he scored a 50 and then a century in the Caribbean. But will he be able to do it against New Zealand in the coming couple of tests? And then the Ashes as well. It's going to be huge because the West Indies bowling attack is... not like the New Zealand attack, and then you even go a step above with the Aussies. It will be interesting. Obviously, they need to find an opener as well to partner Cook. Who that's going to be, I don't know. Will it be Adam Life? Will he finally get a chance? I actually go all the way back to Carberry, who I think's been the best opener that England have had for a couple of years. I don't think he did much wrong in Australia, but because the rest of the team underperformed and everyone immediately went, well, Carberry's 30-odd, he's too old, we're getting rid of him. It's just been a problem for England for a while now. Cook, they're going to keep him because where would you go to?
There's no one else.
There is no one else. You know, we're struggling to find an opener to partner him. As a captain, though, he's going to be under pressure. If he doesn't perform this summer, he will be gone. It's nice to see Joe Root given an opportunity as well as vice-captain. He does wear his heart on his sleeve. He has been one of the most consistent performers for England over the past couple of years. Since he's broke into the side, he's been somewhat of a revelation, actually. And I think everyone will be pleased to see that just because of Root's attitude.
Carberry made 97 for Hampshire, all out for 227 against Yorkshire in the County Championship, day three of that. Interestingly, I guess the final point raised by Strauss in that interview was the situation with the coach, describing Peter Moores as a little bit exposed about his tactics and strategy. I mean, that is that's a damning comment about someone's abilities.
It is. You have to feel for Peter Moores, who kind of got made a scapegoat first time around, and then he did really well with Lancashire. Got given the second opportunity, get the second crack at the whip, and The one-day form was obviously poor, but I think there were problems going way back before Moores was even coach. And obviously they've gone out and drawn a test series against the West Indies, but I think he should have been given a little more time. It's who they bring in now. Obviously, Yorkshire's Jason Gillespie is the big favourite.
It's interesting how he was the name mentioned as well by Tim Abrahams there. I thought Strauss might have played a straight bat to that one, but...
Well, I think it's widely known that England are going to hold talks with Gillespie. Is it Justin Langer as well, who is meant to be Strauss's big mate, who is one of the names possibly being considered? But it's whether Jason wants it. You know, he's just taking on another role alongside his at Yorkshire with South Australia. It's a big commitment to be an international coach, and that's why many of the top names don't bother with international cricket anymore. They'd rather go and do a stint of T20 coaching in India, get paid the big bucks, and that's them made for 8 weeks. 8 weeks of work.
Jason Gillespie is the favourite with the bookmakers. Justin Langer, second favourite. Then Paul Farbrace is obviously the caretaker coach, the assistant under Peter Moore's third favourite for them. And of course, if they have a good series against New Zealand, he would be in the box seat, you would think.
I think they'll be aiming to bring in someone to work alongside Paul Farbrace. I do think he will stay on as part of the coaching staff, but I think they'll bring someone in to work as head coach above him.
One bookmaker offering 66-1 that Kevin Peterson is the next. You can probably guess which bookmaker that will be. Favourite scoreline for the Ashes is 5-0 to the Aussies. Do you think it will happen?
It's hard to say. At this point, it's hard to say. We'll judge it after the New Zealand test. Like I say, we don't even know who's going to be opening the batting, which is a key position. Our bowling attack at home should be strong enough, though we still lack a spinner, as we know. I'd have loved seeing Adil Rashid get a chance in the Windies, but he didn't. I don't think Treadwell is the long-term answer. Ali is a part-time spinner, so I would have liked to have seen Rashid given a chance. So we still lack a spinner, but the rest of the attack is pretty decent. Anderson and Broad still capable of taking wickets, and whether you bring in Jordan or Plunkett or Bresnan, you know, we've got a good seam attack. It's that opening batting spot, you know. The middle order looks pretty solid in the Caribbean as well, and I'm sure it'll be solid on home turf against New Zealand. It all depends on whether Cook can get some form and who's going to open the batting with him. Will it be Robson who gets a recall? Will it be Adam Life? Will it be someone a bit out there like Carberry? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and I'm sure they will when we play New Zealand, and then we can judge the Ashes series on the two New Zealand tests.